Welcome, everybody. Share number 916, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we basically finished Simon Reish Tes, all the various different mistakes in Brachos, how to work with them, how to fix them, when they're good, when they're not good. Chatchila b'diyevd. Okay, I want to get back to, we started actually a while back, probably close to a month ago, the halachas of Amen, saying Amen, which is extremely, extremely important. We're going to try and go through that. A person could think, well, what do you mean? Amen is Amen. What's the shlacht with that? We're going to see that it's not so simple. There's something called Amen Yesayma, and you're not just supposed to say Amen just like this. It's not like saying Hashem's name, but we're going to see. There's various different ways and times and how to work with it, and how much time do you have after you hear a bracha to say Amen, right? And various different, and who could you say Amen to? Do you have to say Amen? And so on. We spoke a little bit about, we had a share a while back in reference with somebody's in the middle of learning, and so on. But I want to get into the actual halachas now of how to do it. I hear a bracha and I want to answer Amen, and you know what, when and where, if you want to call it logistics and the guidelines on how to answer Amen. So that's basically found in Simon Reish Tes Vav, which we actually started a while back, like I said. Okay, so I just want to review again some of the information we did, like I said, a little bit back before, but just to review, to start fresh and to hopefully Bezras Hashem flow through the Simin, through the Sefer Shanu Alochis, and as we always do from Sefer Yitzra Alochis, and conjunction, obviously, which is all the Mishabura and Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura and so on. Okay, so reading from the Sefer Shanu Alochis, it says like this. To start off, ein einen amen, we don't answer amen acha birchas atzmai. After your own bracha, you don't answer amen in general. A person makes a bracha, you don't answer amen. Ela acha birchas bani rishlaim. The only time in general that we do it is after the bracha bani rishlaim, like we explained last time. And the reason why we do it is because plain and simple that there's a one of the main reasons is that it's a cutoff. Bani rishlaim is a cutoff to show that the brachas of min ha-Torah, the arais, are finishing, and the brachas Rabban and is starting a Taiva Mativ. Bani Yerushalayim shel berchas hamazon vim ona harei zemagun. If you answer after your own bracha, it's not a nice thing. We're going to see it's also a hefsik and so on. Vim also bezeh hefsik bein habracha lemitzvah shereit zelas. It's plain and simple. That's what the Shana Lachas is telling us. If you taka do answer, besides the fact that it's davar magun, it's not a nice thing. So vim asa b'zez is hefsek bein bracha lemitzvah. It becomes a hefsek, an interruption. Shereitz alasa is between the mitzvah berach sanenin, or between the food. It's mamash. It's as though you said you spoke out. Basically, that's the bottom line. So and so what's the halacha? Good. So I said it. What should I do? I answered amen after my bracha. What do I do now? Chayzim avarech. Say it again. Make the bracha again. Tells us the shayna halachas. Okay, you have to say it again. So you have to be very careful, of course, not to answer amen after your own bracha. Aval im ona oz amen acha bracha shel acher. But let's say you answer amen after somebody else's bracha at the same time. I made a bracha and I also answered amen. Not after my bracha, but aval im ona oz amin acha bracha shalacha, somebody else's bracha, yesh deis bezeh im havi hefsik. So then it's a machloikis as to whether it's considered a hefsik or not. Your own bracha is considered a hefsik if you answer amen. Somebody else's bracha at that time when you finish the bracha, right? Aval im ona oz amin acha bracha shalacha. That's already a machloikis. So we'll leave it at that. Now, there are certain places, v'yesh makaymos, we spoke about that time, the Machaba brings down, that there are certain places whereby people do say, or the minig was at certain times to say amen. We don't. The Rama says we only do it by Bani Yerushalayim, but the Machaba brings down that v'yesh makaymos sha'oina amen al birchas atzmai. After Halalucha by Halil, by after Yishtabach. Again, we don't do it, but there are those who hold like that. After Yishtabach and after Bircha Shem Yom Yisrael Lo Ad, Oy HaPeresh Sukkas Shalem, which we say Shemim B'Shabbos, Avaloi Acher Yirenenu. Okay, we spoke about the reasons why, and we'll hopefully get more into that. But Lemaisa, bottom line is, in general, we say Amen after Bani Yerushalayim. And there, the Mechaber brings down that there are those who say Amen after again Yehalucha, Yishtabach, Hashem Emre Yisrael Luad, and Apeiret Sugas. Okay, the reasons why, again, we'll try and get into Bezras Hashem. Okay, so that's as far as that. It moves on the... continues to say for Shana Lachas and says like this, Hashem Meya Echad Mi Yisrael. Somebody hears somebody answering a Jew, let's say a Jewish person, a Yid, Hashem Meya Echad Mi Yisrael, Mvarech, making a bracha, Mvarech Achas, Mikola Brachas, Im Hashem Meya, if you hear it, right? I hear somebody say Shakal Niyah, but very the whole bracha, I hear the whole bracha. Im Hashem Meya is Chayev Oise Bracha, Chayev Oise Bracha, Varoitza Lotzeis, Vibirchas Hamavarech is also Lanus Amen. I'm sorry, again, read it again. Hashem Meya. Okay, it's like this. So again, somebody makes a bracha. So im hashemei chayev, if let's say it's like this, I read it wrong. If somebody's the person listening is also chayev in the bracha, im hashemei. In other words, the person making the bracha and he's having me in mind also. That's what we're talking about. Im hashemei chayev ba'oise bracha. If let's say I'm listening to his bracha and I'm also chayev in the bracha and he's having me in mind and so on. The Reitzel Lotzeis, and I want to be Yitzel with his bracha, for whatever the reason is, the Berucha Samavarech, then it's also Lanis Amen, then you can't say Amen, Ela Imkein Shama Kula Mitchilos Vatzayf, unless I heard the whole bracha from beginning till end. Those are part of the halachas of hearing, of being Yitzel with somebody else's bracha. Somebody makes bracha, Kiddush, whatever the case might be, I have to hear the words. After he has to have me in mind, I have to have him in mind to be yotzei with his bracha, and I have to hear the whole bracha. That's what he says. And you can't answer amen unless you hear the whole thing. Unless you hear the whole thing, because I'm being yotzei with his bracha. Avol lanos amen, oser lanos amen, ela im kein shama kula mitchilas vasefa. Avol im ein reitzel lotzeis bebracha zu. But let's say I hear a bracha. I'm not being yotzei with that person's bracha. I just hear a person say shakol ne bedvori. I hear a person saying bermin mezenis, whatever, any bracha. Right, afilu loy shama rak hasima sabracha. Even if I only heard the end of the bracha, v'loy shama haskaras Hashem, and I didn't hear him saying Hashem's name. I just heard the end of the bracha. I know which bracha it is. I heard him say the end of the bracha. So tzarech lanes amen. I would have to answer amen. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time. Of course, we'll be marach in all these different inyanim and try and get a little bit into it. Right now, we just want to see the basic guidelines and move on from there. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.